Welcome to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Catoon, and this is Technically Live from WGN Radio, where Chicago's top tech founders and entrepreneurs come to share their story. On the phone with us right now is Megan Dodd. She is the Director of Community in the Midwest for WeWork. Megan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
So WeWork has been on quite a roller coaster ride. It's more of just a straight up hockey stick ride the last little while here. I mean, when I first met some people at WeWork here in Chicago, I think it was just one office at the time. I can't remember. Maybe you remember which office was the first one you guys opened up here.
River North.
Yes, River North. That's right. So I had been talking to them as sort of like, you know, what is this? Is this an incubator? No. Yes, kind of. People are community. You know, it's like one of those things. And then literally, I saw it was like a couple years later, and it's just boom, you guys are raising a ton of capital. You've got spaces everywhere. You're Chicago's largest, to my knowledge at least, Chicago's largest office provider. How you know, what is WeWork for those who don't know, I guess, if I didn't do a good enough job explaining it, what is it? And talk to a little bit about you and then talk about how you guys have sort of gone down this path. We've got the Creator Awards Young Innovators panel tonight in Chicago at the Kinsey location. You know, just kind of give me a rundown of what WeWork is, who you are, and how this works.
All right, cool. Well, thank you so much. I guess I'll start with me. So like you said, I'm Megan Dodds. I'm the Director of Community for WeWork in the Midwest. So what that means is that I oversee our 6 locations in Chicago and then 2 locations in Detroit. I started in WeWork with WeWork in 2012. And I would say the best part of my job is really being able to engage with the local communities that we serve. So while WeWork is a global brand and we have over 100,000 members around the world, my job is really to focus on the local part of our business and really engaging in the Chicago and Detroit communities and contributing to the overall success of these cities. So what I'm really extremely passionate about is helping startups, helping entrepreneurs, and really helping all creators to grow their businesses and connect with different players in these cities with our members locally and then also around the globe. So that's kind of me. But to kind of explain WeWork, like you said, it sometimes can be a little bit tricky. So the thing that I always like to start with is that I really think the best way to explain WeWork is to share our mission. And that is to create a world where people work to make a life and not just a living. So kind of where that comes from is that the way people work is changing. And we're seeing this to be true around the globe, that people really want to be part of something greater than themselves. And they want to pursue work with meaning. So WeWork accelerates this movement by providing members with space, community, and services that they need to pursue work that they love. Does that kind of help you with sort of explaining WeWork?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, I think it's what's interesting about WeWork from my perspective, I guess, working with a lot of startup companies is there's plenty of incubators out there, and they're very specific and they're very niche. And then there's lots and lots of working co-working spaces, and they're just sort of like hollowed out ground where real estate exists. And there's very little, in the sense of culture, it's sort of like every man for themselves type of thing. And what I noticed about WeWork, it's very interesting is, is obviously, of course, the Director of Community, you know, this better than probably anyone, is the focus that's spent on building a community within the WeWorks. And in particular, even branching across from the Kinsey location to River North to the next one, where, you know, people are going to different WeWorks and working, but they're getting to know people at them. There's a lot of after party type stuff that goes on. We're working to have WeWork be the official after party to Technori. So, I mean, that's, you know, kind of a where you guys sort of hang your hats. It's not just an office. I think it's a really interesting space. And then the other part that's unique, as you mentioned, and I kind of started the show with, is this Creator Awards. So if you want to kind of go into what Creator Awards and what was the point of it and why it's such an impactful thing for you guys, I'd love to learn more about it.
Ah, cool. Yeah, this is like the topic I'm kind of most excited about these days. It's a really cool project. And so I'll first start with what are the Creator Awards. What they are a new global initiative to recognize and reward creators around the world. Really anyone who's thinking in new ways, building fresh ideas or projects, and then obviously achieving real change. So when we say creators, we really mean all creators. So that means whether you're an artist, you're an entrepreneur, you're a startup, or you're a nonprofit, really anyone, if you have a great idea, we want to help you pursue that. So basically, the Creator Awards Well, the Creator Awards are taking place in multiple cities around the world, and the next stop is the Midwest. So the actual Creator Award event will take place on May 25th in Detroit, but it's a Midwest-focused event. So we're really, really excited about including our Chicago members in the event. And so basically anyone who is located in the Midwest can apply for these Detroit-specific Creator Awards. And the award show is on May 25th, and the applications are due by May 12th. Right now we're really trying to get the word out to creators about applying. But the actual event itself is also a really, you know, amazing experience. It's kind of the entire ecosystem in one experience. So there's pitch contests for the finalists. But even for people who don't apply or who are not finalists, there's also an interactive job fair, master classes, a pop-up market, as well as the award ceremony, and then a big evening of celebration in typical WeWork form.
Naturally. And of course, you know, I know that you selected this date because you knew that May 25th is my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Didn't we talk about that?
I think we did. I think we were called. Adam, the CEO of WeWork, called and said, you know what, when was a great day for us to do this in Detroit? And I said, I've always wanted to go to Detroit for my birthday. So you guys selected it, and we're very appreciative. Speaking of the Creator Awards, I had a guest on my show last week or earlier this week, last week, whatever. He makes emojis, and it's called Sapphire Apps from Chicago. And as soon as he left the show, I sent him the application for the Creator Awards. So he was super excited about the idea of just applying, honestly. But there's so many cool, you know, obviously creator is not meant to be, you know, one single thing. It's not artist or whatever. But there's something I think that makes a creator, whether it's tech creation or other, so unique. And that's that they're kind of visionary and artistic and just creative on top of being a good business owner or leader. So, you know, I really like the idea behind what you guys are building.
Well, thanks. Yeah, and thanks for recommending the application. That's awesome. I'm not a judge, so I can fully and completely just say that I'm rooting for our Chicago applicants.
We sure are too. We sure are too. If you can put us in touch with some of the judges, we'd like to make sure that they're rooting for us as well. I'm kidding, but this is
it to everyone I can.
Thank you. Well, this is great. And like I said, you know, the other events that you guys do, like the Young Innovators panels and things like that, very cool. I think it's awesome when groups come to Chicago ecosystem, and I, you know, you guys are based in New York, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So when we get, you know, big, you know, quote unquote, big city groups that come into Chicago and fit in with the ecosystem, I think it's actually really challenging. And it's been really cool to see that WeWork literally parked in Chicago and fit right away, which is not something that's easy to do. So congratulations to all the work you guys have done.
Oh, well, thank you so much. We're so excited and really grateful to be in Chicago. It's such an amazing city. So
likewise.
Thank you.
Of course. Where do people go to learn more about setting up at WeWork, particularly those in Chicago?
Sure. So WeWork.com is really your best resource. And then for the Creator Awards, if you're looking to apply, it's creatorawards.wework.com.
Okay. Very cool. Megan, it's been a pleasure, and I'm sure that I will see you at the Young Innovators Awards.
Thank you so much. Looking forward. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Take care. Have a great rest of your day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Yep. You can watch this episode and more at technoid.com. Download the podcast. I guess you're not going to be watching it. You'll be downloading this podcast on iTunes. Stay connected by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technoid, or follow me at Katoon. Boom. That's a wrap.